Trendy is presented for the people by Caesar Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, must be 21 years or older. Welcome back to Trendy, presented by Omaha, the show where we like to compete while exploring the best ways to wager for casual cappers. And Brad Evans is showing he is nothing but casual, jumping out to an early lead, 8.6 to 7.5. Just like I said, I invited him back in the prime of basketball season. That was a mistake. He also did very well on his NFL picks. Brad, how are you feeling after the Monday episode?
Well, truth be told, A, I'm going to do laps around you, and B, I missed on my college basketball selection. The Golden Gophers laid an ostrich-sized egg up in the NFL. Did not do me dirty, which it usually does.
Yeah, well, look, we're both plus EV bettors on Monday, so it's probably a good idea to fail all of our picks today as we revert to our personal means.
I think that's advisable. I mean, just do the opposite of what we're going to recommend. And I would say the G word, the L word, but I don't believe them in betting, but it's pretty damn close to guaranteed, lock, even Steven, easy money, whatever you want to toss out there, that if you take all of our picks, do the opposite, parlay them together, you're going to buy that tropical island in the Bahamas.
I know, and I'm sure everybody's shopping for one already. I will say this is going to be very basketball heavy today. We will get to our NFL picks on Friday. So if you are not a fan of hoops gambling, we already have your download. Feel free to see yourself out, because that is all we're going to be talking about today, starting with NCAA futures, Brad. Like, as I said on Monday, you are one of the leading procrastinators. That's also
prognosticators. Sure.
Yeah. Prognosticators in the field, and I know you're going to give out a lot of Wednesday night hoops action, but let's get that crystal ball out. I have not started looking too much at the futures for basketball, as I've been tied into so much NFL and NBA action, but now that I got you here, let's pick your brain a little bit, starting with the national title odds. So just to read them out, the favorites are Purdue at plus 900, Houston at plus 1,000, Arizona at plus 1,100, UConn at plus 1,200, Kentucky at plus 1,200, North Carolina at plus 1,600, Kansas at plus 1,600, and everything after that starts to enter more of like the plus 2,000 odds. So let's start there. If you were to place a future bet right now, are you shopping in the premium section of the grocery store, or are you reaching a little more off-brand and going for one of the long shots?
A little bit of both, honestly. You know, I still like Purdue. And I know what everybody's saying, well, what's the Big Ten done in like the last two decades? The last time they won was in 2000 when Mateen Cleaves in Michigan State. But this Purdue team has all the goods, all the ingredients to hoist the hardware in the end. They start with Zach Edey, but they've added athleticism at the guard position. And that is absolutely critical. You know, you looked at the Indiana game last night. They throttled the Hoosiers really from start to finish. Indiana went on a little bit of a run to start the second half, but Purdue slowly came in then and slammed the door on them. I still think they're the best team in the country, pound for pound. So a plus 800, I think those are very generous plus money odds.
Plus 900.
Oh, plus 900, even better. I would get a little investment on that. Honestly, they should be like 3-1, 4-1. So at least double that number. A couple of teams I like that are longer shots, I think, are playing exceptionally well. One is North Carolina at plus 1600. You might say, well, Brad, it's a brand name, of course. I'm surprised you didn't say the Dukies, baby. Yeah, but I'm going to go with their arch rival. Carolina is old, and they are firing all cylinders right now. Offensively playing an elite rate. They are top 15 adjusted offense efficiency, but most importantly, they are top 5 in the country in adjusted defensive efficiency. Yes, a North Carolina team. It's kind of shocking. Bakot, who's I think earned his PhD, he's been there for so long. RJ Davis outside. They got key players really get it done at all the positions. They have adequate depth. And again, it's all about that age and experience. They're gross, man. So I like them. But I don't, what is it, Caesar? 16-1 on Carolina?
Plus 1,600 at Caesars. Yep, sir.
Beautiful. The other team I really like, and again, I'm a numbers nerd, so being that data dork, I like Auburn. The Tigers right now, one of just a couple of teams nationally inside the top 10 adjusted offensive and adjusted defensive efficiency. You might say, well, they don't have any, you know, marquee wins according to the net top 50. That is true. But, you know, the SEC is going to be rough and rugged. They're going to have ample opportunity. They really speed you up. And again, they control things on both ends of the floor. So Auburn a little bit deeper. I saw it a plus 2,000. Hopefully that's what it is at Caesars.
Yeah, plus 2,000 at Caesars. Yes, sir.
Great, 21 odds. So a sprinkle on Auburn, a sprinkle on the Carolina Blue. I'm going to do it for MJ. And then, again, Purdue as well at plus 900, an extraordinary value in my opinion.
Yeah, do you think this is a good time to make those bets, Brad? And like what I mean by that is we're mid-January and we got about 9 weeks until Selection Sunday. Yeah. When's the right time to bet it? Is it at the beginning of the year? Is it right now as you have a little bit more information? You've seen some conference games. Is it like mid-February pre-conference tournament? Or do you like to wait all the way until the seeds are announced to get your action down?
Yeah, look, if I think there's value on the board right now, it's worth a sprinkling and only a sprinkling. I'm not going to, you know, back of the truck, take out a big old pile of cash and throw it on any of these futures because, A, I don't like having my money tied up that long because I'm not earning any interest. And B, I got to see what shakes out on Selection Sunday. I got to see the matchups. I got to see the pairings. I got to see the path. That is what is supremely valuable, in my opinion, in analyzing these teams. So in general, I do not invest until the pairings actually come out and the bracket is revealed on Selection Sunday. Then I'll fire off a future or two. And then I reassess and when the Sweet 16 is set and I fire off another ticket. I fired off on three different UConn tickets last year. Right before the tournament, I think I got him at like 14-1. I hit him again in the Sweet 16 at like 5-1. And I hit him again in the Final Four at like plus 110. It was something around that line. And uno, dos, tres, all three mi amigos hit because UConn, to me, bar none, was the best data-driven team that was out there. And they passed with flying colors every single eye test imaginable down the home stretch.
Yeah, I personally would not get down on Purdue right now because like betting the favorite this far out scares me, especially if Zach Edey goes down. Suddenly you're holding a ticket at very long odds versus what they would be in that situation. But I do like your Auburn and North Carolina calls, even if it's not those specific teams. Those are teams where you're using the underlying analytics and you're less concerned who they play because they have outstanding data supporting them against any matchup. And you're getting better value for them, right? Like getting that plus 2,000, getting that plus 1,600. Rather than betting the favorite 2 months out before the bracket's even announced.
Yeah, I think that's a very fair way to take it. You know, just got to take it smooth and easy, man. Again, you don't want to be heavily invested at this juncture in the game because, as you said, 9 weeks of Selection Sunday, blank could easily hit the fan. So as a result, you could see a lot of these teams evolve in a negative sense.
But what we do have a little bit more clarity on, Brad, is the conference odds, right? Because those aren't going to come down to seeding. Those aren't going to come down to brackets. So let's talk about ones you like there. You are a absolute expert since it's right in your backyard in the Big Ten. So let me give you out some Big Ten conference winners. Purdue is minus 325, as to be expected. And then Wisconsin's plus 280. And then your very own Fighting Illini plus 600. Can I tempt you into any other Big Ten team? Or is this the Purdue Invitational? And even at minus 325, it still represents value.
Yeah, I am not going to touch any of these, to be honest with you, out of the Big Ten. I know Purdue is chasing Wisconsin. Wisconsin fallen from the ranks of the unbeaten. And of all places in Happy Valley, there against Penn State. And really a Drake's the K type Penn State team. But Penn State, I watched that game in the second half. They simply could not miss. They were answering every bucket that Wisconsin was putting on the board. Wisconsin had a brief lead. Penn State regained it and then just really applied pedal to the metal and ended up getting that victory. So there's no value in this league. Illinois, we'll see what happens to the Terrence Shannon case as that works through the court system. That could be a tide shift, a game changer if he is allowed to come back and play for Illinois this year because he was a preseason, or a mid-season All-American and a guy with the best downhill finishers in college basketball, an incredibly stout defender as well. But bearing my bias, I'm not so sure that is going to happen, so I can't back my orange and blue. And again, I believe the Boilers, the best team, pound for pound, ultimately going to win this league.
It is important to recognize these are regular season conference odds. Obviously, with tournaments, anything could happen. The odds would be wildly different in a knockout scenario. So we're talking regular season only. And perhaps the most interesting regular season in the country, Brad, is in the Big 12. So in the Big 12, we've got Houston at plus 175, Kansas at plus 220, Baylor at plus 375. And then, you know, you got teams like BYU, Texas Tech, Iowa State, a little bit farther down the list. Texas, shockingly, from the preseason, has slid all the way down to plus 5,000. So who do you like in this swan song of the Big 12 before they lose Oklahoma and Texas over the SEC?
This is Rock'em Sock'em Robots by definition. These teams are going to beat the bloody hell out of each other throughout the entire year. I think the conference winner could be ultimately a number of teams. Could be like teams, maybe two or three, that are co-conference champs. I think seven losses, honestly, is going to be what is attached to the conference champion. I like Texas Tech in terms of best value on the board. And the reason being is this, their team that gets it done on both ends, number 32 in the country, adjusted offense efficiency, number 44 adjusted defensive efficiency, not outstanding, but no slouch as well. If they could sneak a couple of key victories on the road, maybe as we're taping this on a hump day, maybe it happens on Wednesday night against Houston. We shall see with that. I think that's going to be a far cry. Maybe that puts them then in a tentpole position. But I think overall, Texas Tech to me, probably the best value on the board, but it's anybody's game that, as you mentioned, plus odds for the front runner, and that being Kansas, it's a rare sight to see. And no, I do not trust Rock Chalk Jayhawk. They have their warts, they have their ills, and they are going to get exposed a time or two or maybe three again here in the near future.
Texas Tech plus 900 over at Caesars. So if you like the value, that is the word to play it. Speaking of plus odds for a front runner, Brad, I just looked it up, given the love that you gave them for the tournament futures. Does it surprise you that Auburn as the SEC regular conference winner is a plus number? It's plus 150. Can I interest you in that one?
Oh, hell to the yes. Twist my arm. That's getting some top shelf tequila, baby. We're getting some Classe Azul. Oh, the elegant white bottle. Oh, it's so good when it hits the lips. I'm buying like five of those suckers if this one does hit. That's a tremendous value, in my opinion. And I think it just stems from the fact that maybe the books aren't analyzing and focusing on the advanced analytics of KenPom, Bartorvik, Haslametrics, EvanMaya.com, some of those sites, and there are a number of them that are cranking out those computer algorithms, but they're zeroing in on the lack of a meaty resume. Who will they beat? And then that is a significant question mark. I mean, some of the best victories they have on paper against Texas A&M, okay, probably going to be a tournament team, but they may be the only tournament team on this resume, looking at Virginia Tech, a square in the bubble, Indiana. They got clobbered last night by Purdue USC on the outside, very much so. Looking in the Pac-12, Arkansas has been a massive disappointment this year, and LSU, you could lump into that disappointment as well. So they got to get some quality victories, I think, to really spur the confidence. So maybe that is one of those instances where investing now is a wise move before some of those key victories start to accumulate.
Yeah, I think Auburn plus 150 is the best one that we've talked about so far, at least in my personal book. One, because of what you're talking about. You feel like you're getting an early rather than late. And two, like, this is a regular season. This isn't a knockout. So you're able to make it almost a portfolio bet of what's going to happen over the next 6-7 weeks. And their advanced stats can come through and win this bet for you. On a similar line, North Carolina is minus 160 in the ACC. And I think that's just because of the lack of, like, overall competition in the ACC this year. Bookmakers have it in a flat out two horse race between them and Duke, unlike the SEC, which is a little bit more open.
Yeah, and I agree with that. The North Carolina versus Duke storied rivalry, that will ultimately decide this league. I mean, Virginia's really fallen off, your alma mater. Sorry, Cavs fans. Yikes. They've been terrible, but they got opportunity tonight on this Wednesday against Virginia Tech at home there in Charlottesville. But you look at some other teams. Miami's been a disappointment. They lost to Louisville as like a 20-point favorite at home. I know, because I had action on the Miami Hurricanes. I'm still bitter about it. A true story. I was at a Chicago bar and I'm watching the game, and I just continued to order shot after shot to numb the pain. It was absolutely just gut wrenching watching them fail against the dregs of the keg that is the Louisville Cardinals. And the rest of this conference, I honestly thought Clemson would push and contend in this league, but they lost in double OT last night to Georgia Tech. I still like the makeup of that team when they're playing their A game. They can hang with anybody. But right now, they're not even, sporting a passing grade here in recent matchups. So, yes, I do believe North Carolina is going to win this league, and it could be in convincing fashion. And, yes, I do believe they're going to make the Final Four and potentially win the whole shebang. I hate saying that, again, as an Illinois fan. And, yes, North Carolina, they made up classes to pass their basketball players in 2005. Look it up.
Well, Purdue fans, also look up UVA's 2019 run. You could dry your tears from last year where they became the second number one team to get knocked out, because if you follow historical precedents, your plus 900 will cash this year as the last number one team to lose in the first round, cut down the nets the year afterwards. I should know, I was there.
Yeah, as you should. And you should be partying. Repeatedly, you won a title. Have my University of Illinois Fighting Illini done jack squat since 05? No, they haven't. We need to hoist the hardware. It's not going to happen this year. It's just not going to happen. This is why I drink. This is why my liver is the size of Texas, Toby.
Well, I'm in the last year of my 5-year grace period, so UVA, continue to suck it up this year if you have to, but let's turn it around for next year, Tony. All right, so thank you very much, Brad, for bringing us up to speed in college basketball. That was your cheat sheet, your crib notes, the way to speed through the last 2 months to bring it up to what you need to know heading into the 2 months that really matter in the college season. Now let's go ahead and give Caesars a little bit of love, and we'll be back with What Matters for Today, which is our picks.
You know, when the conversation turns stampers, I always go with my number one as Caesars. Let's talk about them a little bit, shall we? Tickets to the game, merch, meals at iconic restaurants, stays at Caesars Palace. All this can be yours when you bet with Caesars Sportsbook. Win or lose, every bet earns rewards credits, which you can redeem across the empire. Now, if you haven't started yet, register using this code. Listen up. Omaha Full. The word Omaha and the word full. And then you place your first bet up to $1,250. If you win, great. If you keep those winnings, but if you lose, you'll get your stake back as a bonus bet. 21 and over only. Offer valid and must be physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming. New users and first $10 plus wager only. Must register with eligible promo code. Bet amount of qualifying wager returned only if wager is settled as a loss. Maximum bonus bet, $1,250. Bonus bet expires 14 days after receipt. Tier credits and reward credits will be added to account within 7 days after qualifying wager settles. See caesars.com/promos for full terms. Void where prohibited. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, Wyoming, Kansas, affiliated with Kansas Crossing Casino, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Licensed through Horseshoe, Bossier City, and Harrah's, New Orleans. Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Ohio, Pennsylvania, affiliated with Harrah's, Philadelphia. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or West Virginia, 1-800-GAMBLER.net. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
All right, Brad, we are back, and I would say the college basketball is behind us, but it is not, because I know what is coming my way. I know you're about to fire a bunch of college basketball tickets at me, starting with your heart pick. What do you got?
All right, my heart pick in a state that I loved. I lived there for 4.5 years. I traveled down on Mill Avenue, maybe for the scenery, which is spectacular, and the party scene down there in Tempe, a place, again, I know and love. I like Arizona State. And I'm going to lay the 3.5. Why? Because I've watched UCLA struggle to score, and mightily so, all year long. Mick Cronin, is small, maybe for a reason, because he's getting pushed under a very large thumb by his own players. They're number 338 in the country in EFG offense. 338. UCLA, the storied, Bruins, a team that's won so many titles. I mean, Wooden's rolled over in his grave right now. I think Arizona State, who was unblemished at home, 7-0, number 70 in the country in the home environments and EFG defense. I think they will have enough to secure the victory, secure the cover, most importantly, -3.5, sold away the clock late in the game, especially enticing a lot of those turnovers, which have been problematic for UCLA, and the Bruins getting bludgeoned on the glass as well. Arizona State, not a great rebounding team, but again, I think we'll have enough firepower to get the deal done and score me another victory. Because again, as I said at the top of the podcast, I'm running laps around you, good sir, in short order.
Oh, you are not. You're only on one unit. Getting so cocky already. Just for that, I'm not going to touch that bet. I'm staying away from you. I'm going to make a basketball bet as well, but I'm going to go with the professionals, and I'm going with the Magic +4, -105. And the main reason for this, besides the Magic being the third in the league at covering the spread, is you have to continue to fade the Atlanta Hawks. Anybody who loses to the Washington Wizards gets an automatic 5-game fade from me, no matter what. That is your penalty. I'm fading you for the next 5, and they are still within that period. But the Magic, as I mentioned, are third in the league against the spread. Paolo is on fire, averaging 27.5 in the month of January. Production has decreased every month as he makes a strong push for the All-Star game. So I like the Magic usually because they're covering machines, but the fact that they get this dreadful Hawk team that is about 1 to 2 games away from completely imploding, and I'm only having to lay 4 points, or I'm getting 4 points, makes me really happy with this bet.
Yeah, I think it's a great call. Orlando, by the way, for you futures wagers out there, the easiest remaining strength of schedule in the NBA.
Yep. I think they're about to come up a lot on this show, Brad, because they're third in the league in covers, as I've now said 3 times, and they're about to have an easier schedule, and their young legs are coming together. And if Powell's going to...
And they have not one, but 2 Faulkners!
Which is way more than anybody else in the league can certainly say. So with the 2 Wagners and Paolo coming into his own, they expect them to come up almost as often as the Thunder and Timberwolves on this program. Now, come on, Data Dork, what do you got in the head category? This one's going to be a good one.
All right, with people like to layers the onion, which I did at bartorvik.com. I get lost in the numbers all the time on that side, the various advanced analytics sites that are out there. I like Creighton on the road against top-ranked UConn. I'm going to take the +6.5. And honestly, I'm going to take it what it opened at Caesars at +5.5. So even better value at tape time on the board there, a -110 juice. We'll see if Dominic Klingon is available. He is questionable to return with that foot ailment. If he is in form, it does kind of change the game, obviously, for the Huskies, having their big man back there in the middle. But, you know, this is a team in UConn that is number 3 in the nation in effective field goal percentage offense and number 18 EFG defense. Outstanding on the offensive glass, a lot of that due to Klingon. But the 3-point percentage defense, highly suspect. They're number 230 in the country. And 3-point D, got Alexander. You got the former Fighting Jackrabbit there and Baylor Shireman. And those guys can really light it up from outside. Of course, you got the long drink of water and the 7-footer and Ryan Kalkbrenner in the post. And these are all the reasons why Creighton is number 7 in EFG offense, actually, and number 13 in EFG defense. So really even in terms of the matchup on paper, according to the advanced analytics there. And then again, look at Bartorvik. Creighton 5-3 road neutrals this season, and they are top 25 in offensive and defensive efficiency away from Omaha. Omaha, hike. So I think Creighton gets the cover. It is an Omaha podcast, after all. It's only appropriate that I back him +6.5 on the road in stores against the Huskies.
I don't know how anybody cannot follow you after you're doing a Peyton Manning impression. It's that good. That was like right on. I can't believe it. Close my eyes. It's like he's back on the field. I'm going to stay away from that one because UConn's about to come up in my heater bet. So no reason I'm going to touch it, although I will admit you have me running a little bit scared, but I'm going to do it anyway. Where I am not scared is my head pick. I really should have made this my cred pick. I'm not going to lie, but I somehow ended up with something I thought was even better. In head, I am going with first quarter assists for both Tyler Hero and Mikal Bridges. You put these two together, Caesars, and somehow you get minus 101. And the reason I'm so shocked by that, Mr. Evans, is that Tyler Hero has a first quarter assist in 95% of games this year. 95%. You think about him primarily as a shooter, but basically anyone who touches the ball frequently and plays a majority of the minutes should get an assist in the modern NBA in the first quarter. So a defense is most lax. It's when jumpers are the most open. And all you got to do is catch a swing pass and throw it to one more. They shoot a three and you suddenly get to put one in the book at for, you know, 95% of games. And like when you do just one of them, the Caesars is asking you to play minus 244. But when you put two together, you get almost back to even odds. And the same story is exactly true for Mikal Bridges. He's hit this in 80% of games this year. He's also at minus 244, and he's suddenly playing 12 minutes of the first quarter. I don't know if you know how many minutes are in the first quarter, but that would be all of them. He has played every minute of the first quarter each of the last five games. He has a high usage rate. Ball flows through him a lot. Plus, he's going against Portland, which is a real tire fire right now. And they are actually, Bradford, they are first in the league. First in the league in first quarter points allowed. They even give up more first quarter points than Indiana, which to me spells like an easy assist for Mikal. Put it with Tyler. Get this down to minus 101 and walk to the window.
I really like this wager because it's bat bleeping crazy, quite honestly. I think you were in the lab and the fumes coming off the beaker. I think you were taking those in and you were feeling like, oh, Eureka, I got it. A first quarter assist. Parlay wager. It's just, again, bananas. I love it so much. I'm probably going to tell you on it.
Yeah. Well, I paid for the lab with all my Kawhi Leonard first quarter assist money I've been winning because they've only been booking him at like minus 160. And I've been it for two straight weeks. So that's what's paying for my equipment and getting those fumes up these nostrils. What are you going for in Heater today?
All right, Heater, I'm going to get wacky too with the Cheese Whiz here. It's a SGPX or plus. Depends what site you use there. I don't know what Caesars they use, X or plus. It doesn't matter. It's multi-legs. We're going to go to Nebraska and Rutgers there. So the matchup in Piscataway, I'm going to take the spread up with the Huskers, plus 12.5. I'm going to take the total up to 150.5 and slam that under. And this is where it gets crazy. All right, folks. We're going to add in North Carolina on the money line. They're playing Louisville. I don't think Lightning is going to strike twice on the road for the Cardinal because they're just that depressing. And then give me Auburn. We already mentioned I'm talking about they're on the road. It gets Vandy, who is not so dandy. Buddy, search the imagination, Jerry Stackhouse's club. I've seen Auburn to win straight up. So again, Nebraska plus 12.5, the under 150.5, Rutgers money line or at Rutgers, Carolina money line, Auburn money line, plus 102. When you put those legs together, I can't even say it straight. It's that nutty. To give you a little bit of background on Nebraska, this is a tournament team, folks. I think this Hoiberg squad is going to make the big dance. Obi Naga is going to come in with a tsunami of threes because he is very jack-happy from outside and a guy that's hitting at a very high rate in that capacity and a pretty good defensive team as well. Rutgers cannot score. Their MO is defense. They're top 10 in the country in effective field goal percentage defense. They're at the rack, but they're north of number 200 on the season EFG offense. So I just need Nebraska to keep this one nice and snug, and they will defend, though they're going to try to speed this thing up. I think Rutgers purposely going to try to slow them down, keep it more half-court oriented, so it ain't going to reach 151. We'll cash that under. And then I gave all the reason why I'm back in Carolina and Auburn because their opponents are laughable. That's how bad they are. So I'm feeling really good about this. Cash in at plus 102.
I've never heard the words jack happy on this show before, but I have a feeling that comes from your personal experience, not the rest of my guests.
Yeah, that was a nickname of mine when I was 15 at Centennial High School in Champaign, Illinois.
I also love that you're like, this first quarter assist thing is way too wacky for my blood. So here's an adjusted four-leg parlay with unders and money lines and adjusted spreads. That's really how you simplify it for everybody here at home. What are you doing?
Do you want to do some cocaine? Let's go.
Oh, my God. Yikes. Stick to the tequila, pal. So I am going to go with the Blue Bloods, as I said earlier, for my Heater. I am just matching top 10 teams on the money line. Purdue and Kansas came through for me in an absolute laugher last night. Yep. No sweat required whatsoever, although I only got minus 165 for it. So that's why, despite despite you scaring me on this Creighton lines and the stats that you gave out, I'm sticking with UConn because it's the only way that you can get a decent juice is to go with UConn and Kentucky. I know they have a competitive Creighton team in town, but it did reduce my juice all the way down to minus 124 rather than have them just go up against also Rans. And I know that minus 165 wasn't that sexy, but you know what, Brad? You know what the best bets are? The ones that win. That's what Martin Weiss always says. It is true today as it was when he was on the show. Kentucky's got Mississippi State, and they are a little bit scary. They knocked off Tennessee last week, but they also lost to Southern earlier this season. Kentucky is looking to avenge an OT loss to A&M over the weekend, and I'm getting them at home to avoid back-to-back defeats. It seems like a good spot to back them in, minus 124 from the UConn-Kentucky pair tonight.
Yeah, look, we both can win the UConn game, quite honestly. Just keep it nice and snug. That's all I care, Creighton. So you can get the money line victory there. I will say this. Mississippi State, they defend their asses off, especially on the road. Number three in the country in EFG defense. Talu Smith is a guy who beat you inside, really a stout rim protector for this Bulldogs club. I have an advanced degree from Mississippi State, though I have never stepped foot in the state of Mississippi, so I got to back my Bulldogs here in some way. They're beating you, buddy. They're taking you out. Take down the Wildcats. Let's go, Bulldogs. I gave you all my money.
All right, so you're not backing my minus 124 on the heater. I am backing your cred pick, though. I am tailing this. I love this bet, Brad. Throw it out for everybody.
All right, it's NBA parlay. Of course you do. Somebody that lived in Texas for a time, and I grew up part of the time in San Antonio, so the San Antonio Spurs are taking on the Seas, Boston. So off this three-legger SGP, come with me. If you are buying what I am selling, I'm going to take the Celtics down to -5.5 on the old spread. I'm going to pair that with Wendy.
So hold on. So you're taking it down 10 points, right? Like this is a 16-point line. So you're getting 10 points adjusted. I love it.
Yeah. Well, that's the lowest number I could get it at right now at Caesars. So -5.5. Wimby, two or more made threes. Wimby, one block. Measly swat. Dos, tres, mi amigos. We're partying if all three legs hit at plus 150 at Caesars. That's an extraordinary value. Look, the Seas won, if you don't recall, on New Year's Eve against San Antonio by 33, 134 to 101 in that first match. And the Spurs have been lousy for much of the season. I know Boston's 5-4-1 ATS in their last 10, but we're slicing nearly 11 points off the standard line here. Yeah. So I think they're going to get the easy cover. Looking at Wimby, two or more made threes. He has done this in six of his last eight. He hit three triples in the first matchup against Boston, and that has been a weak point defensively for the Beantown representatives this year, is getting out defending the arc and the perimeter. They've allowed the eighth most opponent three-pointers made per game at 13.5. So I think Wimby does it a couple times, and then one block shot. I mean, Wimby's done this in 21 of his last 22 games. I realize Boston has allowed the second fewest opponent blocks per game, but all I need is one. Duplicate what he did the last time he faced Boston, where he had just one block, and we cash that third leg. So to recap, oh, this is SGP. Boston on the old spread, -5.5. Wimby, two or main triples. Wimby, one block shot. Such a cool plus 150.
I love it.
I know that's why you're getting seduced by that juice, good man.
I love it. I love this bet so much. I've been crushing on Wemby bets all year. As soon as you find the right spots for him, and then you can combine some non-points based statistics, then he delivers. It seems like almost every time. Like, I've been crushing him on first quarter rebounds. It sounds like you're not a first quarter bet fan of those types of bets, but they've been placing him at 1.5. And he's just been sailing past that. I mean, he put up one of the fastest triple doubles in history. They finally moved it up to 2.5, but you're now getting plus money on the 2.5. So I'm still on that bet and getting him on the made threes. I mean, he's going to get four or five of them up just in the flow of that offense. And he's also, I mean, block shots. I mean, come on, the guy is 7'4" and is blocking corner threes right now. So what are we talking about? So if you can get plus 150 for adjusting the best team in the league down to just win by six against one of the worst teams in the league, I love it. I'm glad I tailed that one. I also love my cred pick, Brad. I am also going in the NBA, and I'm going with LaMelo Ball over 28.5 points plus rebounds at -109. And that name has not come up since this season tipped because he's been injured for so long, but he is back and they're already running up his minutes. He started at 26 or 27. They already got him to 30. He was playing like 36 or 37 before he got hurt back in November. And as long as they let him play, this is just an absolute layup for him. He destroys this number as long as he's out there on the court. He's cleared it with ease 9 of the last 10 times he laced them up. And each one of those, he was at least at 31. He's often in the 40s when you combine the statistics. So it would be nice to continue to avoid a sweat just based on his playing time. They've been off since Sunday, and I think they'll let him stretch out a bit because they have a back-to-back this weekend. So he's got 3 days of rest. They get him out tonight and then make a decision of what they're going to do on Friday and Saturday's games. I left the Sis out because he's going to shoot a ton, but been a real contributor on the board, getting 10 his last time out and averaging 6 on the season. So you get him anywhere near to his rebound totals on the year. If he puts up 6, you only need 23 points here. And what are we talking about with LaMelo? Like, 23 is a good quarter for this guy. So I'm super happy to get 2 units down until this number comes back up into the 30s. Anytime it's in the 20s, it's going to be an autoplay for me.
Yeah, that's a great call. And other note to really pile on in a positive way is the fact that Charlotte's pace of play is way up there as well. I mean, they fly up and down the court. They don't remotely bleed the shot clock. So as a result, that's going to add opportunities for this to cash. So I'm a backer. I like this one quite a bit, though that will not be my pick to back officially.
Yeah. Okay. Well, which one is your official pick? Are you tailing or failing me on any of my bets?
I'm going to tail you on the stupid first quarter assist parlay because, again, I never think about those micro markets. You're obviously hyper-focused on it. So you have all the goods. You sold me with Hero, with Bridges. Drop some dimes, guys, in the first quarter. It's over. Then I go up out and, you know, turn on Netflix for the rest of the night. Though in reality, I'll be watching some stupid, you know, West Coast basketball until like 1 in the morning.
My Kawhi hit bet last night hit in, I think, 17 seconds. It's the best. It's the absolute best.
Yeah, I like those quick paydays.
All right. Well, those are our picks for this basketball-heavy Wednesday. Let's give our sponsors a little bit more love. Come back, give you our Second Guess Express, and send you on your day. All right, Brad, I let you take the lead. I let you take it on Monday so that you had to take honors on Wednesday. It's called strategy. I just need to follow you and see which way you're going to head before I give you my picks. But I'm going to go ahead and give Second Guess Express first. And it is Donovan Mitchell. I know I missed this on Monday, but that is exactly why I am coming back to the well. Because not only did I just barely miss it with 7 assists versus my 6.5 under, they raised the number. They put it up to 7.5 assists now at -113. And I cannot believe they're raising a number on Donovan Mitchell distributing the basketball. If I hadn't found that LaMelo line, this actually would have been my cred pick. I know who Donovan is. I know most of the time he's not hitting 7.5. Just make it a portfolio bet and you're going to make money. Plus the Bucks could absolutely blow them out, in which case he's not going to be playing at all in the fourth quarter. We'll see how it goes. Didn't like it better than the 4 I gave out, but I am on this every night. I know who you are, Donovan.
Yeah, that one's sure going to hit because it didn't hit the last time for you. That's usually how this game works. Let's soak up some vitamin D for my Second Guess Express. Let's go to the Sun Belt Conference. I'm going to go with Southern Mississippi on the money line. They're at home. They are taking on Arkansas State. We'll see if former Fighting Illini point guard Andre Curbelo will be in uniform. And also Victor Hart. Both of them are game time decisions with some nag injuries. So they logged a couple limited practices. Earlier this week, I think Southern Miss, who's won 3 straight games at home, could get the victory in this one straight up at plus money. Why? Because Arkansas State downright cannot shoot away from home. They are 1-7 in true road games straight up, and they're shooting 28.8% from 3. And why is that significant? 46.1% of Arkansas State shots are from along the perimeter. Not only that, but turnovers have plagued them. That's what Southern Miss feeds off of defensively, leads some easy buckets in transition. Oh, my sphincter's going to be puckering up. This one's going to be tight. It's going to come down the bitter end. Hit your froze, bros. If you do, I say Southern Miss gets the victory. And I score on the money line at +105. But again, my second guess probably should have had a little bit more confidence in this selection.
All right. Well, you'll be back here on Friday, but where can people find you and your tight sphincter between now and then?
Oh, yes. The Sphincter's always tied on Live on the Line every Monday through Friday on the Bally Sports RSNs and at watchstadium.com/live. Watchstadium.com/live is where you can stream that show. All gambling all the time. Myself, Danny Klubinger, Cameron Smith at, again, noon Eastern time, Monday through Friday. Check us out at Live and Line. The Feed 5 podcast. Going to drop a new episode tomorrow with my buddy Nathaniel Lundy. Check us out and subscribe to the Feed That Always channel on YouTube or wherever you download and get your podcast. All betting all the time. We count down. We're very transparent. We have a good time at every episode, 30 minutes or less, yeah. Which is kind of a rarity in this business, including this one, because I keep talking and talking some more. And then as well, you can check out all my various musings on social media at Noisy Huevos with an H there on Twitter, at Team Huevos on Instagram, also on Threads. And if you want to send me some inappropriate pictures via text, a message, my number is 7206. Oh, I'll stop.
Well, as I said last time you were on, anybody who likes this show should go listen to the Fade 5. Brad and I developed that show together. They share a lot of similarities in the way that we talk about the betting market and the rest of the action of the night. So I recommend you definitely check that one out. Also check out Waiver Wired, where they've got really deep into Dak Prescott's future in Dallas. We've got Lemon Pepper coming this week. We also had another great episode of Minus Three. We'll have the 15-minute pregame show later in the week, as well as Covered in Glory. Extra Points will drop later today. And as I mentioned, Brad and I will be back to pay off this week's contest on the Friday edition of Trendy. So anything you want to shout at the people before we let them go on?
Mas Tequila. Tomorrow is hashtag Tequila Thursday. And there is a matchup I will be watching while probably 15 sheets, honestly, to the wind. And it's UCI Irvine against UC San Diego. To have bragging rights in the Big West, both teams undefeated. Yes, this is why I am a true degenerate. I'll be watching a Big West game with approximately about 17 fans in attendance.
All right. Well, I hope we have more than 17 fans today, but who knows? Even if we did, they got the best show we could give. That's all we could do. Thank you so much for joining. We'll be back on Friday. Until then, take care, everyone.
Adios, amigos!